Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Okay, it's a Monday afternoon. It just feels so much nicer when the weather is beautiful and the temperatures are cooler, and it's in November, and it actually feels like November. And then on top of that, the Saints win. It just feels great. So this is a good Monday. But look, even if Mondays are not, you know, great, don't waste a Monday, because these weeks fly by. It's going to be Friday and the beginning of the weekend before you know it. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. We'll continue to talk about the Saints' victory. It just seems to me that the Saints as a team were playing for Tyler Shough. And I'm wondering if in their minds they knew that they were not going to be right until Tyler Shough was the starting quarterback, because that was the plan of the Saints. And when he started, this was his second NFL start, it just seemed like the team was right. Now look, against the Los Angeles Rams on the road, Tyler Shough's first start, you can't expect much there. But the Panthers were on they won four out of the last five. And last week, they went to Green Bay and beat the Packers in Green Bay. They were high as a kite. And as I said Friday, I was hoping that they kind of had this little hangover from their win. Maybe they were a little too confident, a little too cocky. Well, anyway, the Saints went in there, and the defense did great. Tyler Shough had an amazing game, and he just looks like a really smooth, seasoned quarterback. And I'm excited. And the Saints have this week off, and then they take on the Falcons at home in the Dome. It's time for the Saints to start winning at home. They need to start doing that. So we're going to continue to talk about that. Also, the Supreme Court has rejected, and you may have heard this in the news just now, the Supreme Court has rejected a call to overturn the decision that legalized same-sex marriage across the country. Now, this involves Kim Davis. That name might sound familiar. Kim Davis was that former Kentucky court clerk, and because of her religious beliefs, she refused to do her job. She refused to issue a marriage license to a same-sex couple. Now, she's been trying to get the court to overturn a lower court order for her to pay $360,000 in damages and attorney's fees to the gay couple that she denied a marriage license to. The way Kim Davis looked and the way she dressed, she didn't look like she could come up with $360, much less $360,000. So obviously she wants to, you know, do what she can to make sure she doesn't have to pay that. But Kim Davis was wrong. You know, she should not have ignored the rules of her job. If, you know, if your job conflicts with your religious beliefs, your job doesn't have to change. You have to change. You don't have to change your personal beliefs, but you have to do your job even if it goes against your religious beliefs. And if not, then you go find a job somewhere else. If she were really honest with herself and her religious beliefs, she would have left that job knowing that she was going to be required to give a marriage license to same-sex couples, which religiously she disagreed with, and she would have gone to get another job. So, I mean, I'm okay with her being punished with this because she simply didn't do her job just because she didn't want to because of her religious beliefs, and that's not the reason not to do your job. All right. Now, if you want to comment on that, you certainly can. The Oakenhart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Also, this ICE raid at the Kenner boat launch in Lake Town. You heard what the police chief of Kenner has said. He was on the news last night, and we just had the story in the news with Chris Miller. He said that they knew there would be a lot of Hispanic people there. So they're targeting large groups of Hispanic people looking for those who are here illegally. Now, I don't know how you look at somebody and tell they're here illegally. But in this ICE raid at the Kenner boat launch, 13 people were taken into custody. And they were charged with being undocumented and in violation of immigration policies. I'm all for finding illegal immigrants and getting them out of the country, especially the criminals who are here. I'm not for targeting DACA people, the people who were brought here as kids by their parents, so they were not in a position to make a decision to break a law. And when they found themselves here, what did they do? They applied themselves, and they worked to become part of our system. They have jobs. They're contributing to society. I would trade them for many American citizens who were born here and who are American citizens who are not contributing to society. But I wonder if with these ICE raids, I know that they're not popular with the American people. One of the problems that I have is we need to find the people who are here illegally, again, especially the criminals. But maybe there are certain rules that should go along with finding them, like not going to churches, not going to daycare centers. There are other ways to find these people on the street. And it seems to me that the administration is handling this in a certain way in order to get publicity, in order to appear to be, you know, handling this in a rather, you know, rough way. Yeah, you know, we're going to come get you. We'll get you at church. You're in church. We're going to find you in church. It just seems like there are other places where we could find these people and, you know, not go everywhere to find them just to make a big name for the ICE deportations. Anyway, that's just, you know, my thought on it. All right, let's talk a little bit about the NFL yesterday. The Colts beat the Falcons in overtime. Honestly, I could not find that game. I couldn't find the game on TV. I think it was in Germany. I was up early Sunday morning because there was a fire alarm. The fire alarm in my apartment building goes off Sunday morning. And everybody's out there, you know. Nobody had makeup on. Well, yeah, I mean, you know, some guys wear makeup. Anyway, nobody had makeup on. People were just, you know, walking around. Sometimes they were in their pajamas. It was early Sunday morning. The fire alarm goes off. First thing I think of is, you know, it's a false alarm. Somebody did this. And it's happened before. Well, I walk out of my apartment, and like three apartments down, there's smoke. And I posted a video of this on Scoot on the Air Facebook. And at the end of the video, you can see where the flames were. Well, the fire department showed up, and they put this fire out in no time. I mean, I live in a building that I believe would have just, would very easily go up in smoke. And there was a fire. They've been doing some work on the roof. And apparently something happened that might have been related to that. I don't know. But, I mean, I hope they investigate and find out how. But it's kind of scary, you know, when you see your apartment and three apartments down, there's this fire. It's right underneath the roof, but it's under the roof, but it's burning. There are flames there. If that had caught onto that first apartment, the second apartment, third, I mean, my apartment would have been engulfed in flames in no time. So I grabbed my birth certificate, the title to my car, my passport. I grabbed a couple of things that were important to me and got out of there. And, you know, it's really interesting that I had a chance to talk to neighbors that I don't talk to on a regular basis. You know, everybody has their routines, and you might see somebody in the garage and wave to them, or you're, you know, passing somebody on your way to get mail or something, and you wave to them. But, you know, people, neighbors were actually gathered around talking to each other early Sunday morning. But it was kind of scary. But everything is cool. The fire department, these were great people. They put it out right away, and it was awesome. And it was really interesting to see them clean up after. You know, the fire department shows up, and they've got these hoses, and they've got all this stuff laid out there everywhere. Well, they have to clean that up when they're finished, and they've got to get the water out of the hoses. So I had so much respect for the New Orleans Fire Department with what they had to do afterwards, you know, getting the water out of the hoses and folding them up and just getting that yellow hose folded up just the right way so it fits in the back of the truck, and then they've got this other hose. So I thought they were amazing, and I thank them for putting it out so quickly. So, you know, that was awesome. But, you know, I just want to share this with you. I've spent a lot of time at Ochsner Hospital recently, because somebody very, very close to me, her mother is in ICU, and she's very sick, very ill, and we don't know how it's going to turn out. And the people at Ochsner have been so nice. They have been really awesome, and it's really hard to be there. And it's just a tough situation to be in. And some of you have been in this situation where you see somebody going through this just difficult situation of just fighting for life and you know, wondering how this is going to turn out. And we still don't know. But anyway, it was really tough. But fortunately, she is comfortable, and everything is good. But I do want to thank everybody at Ochsner for being so kind. Anyway, let's run over some of the scores. So the Colts beat the Falcons, but I couldn't find that game on television. The Bears came back to beat the Giants. Okay, why do you put Russell Wilson back in the game? I mean, I have a lot of respect for Russell Wilson, but he's over. He's history. Correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't Jameis Winston on the sidelines too? Why not put him in? I mean, if you have a choice other than Russell Wilson, don't put Russell Wilson in. In fact, the last game I saw Russell Wilson play as a starter, that Monday morning, I came on the air and I said, Russell Wilson's over. I mean, I hate to say it because he seems like a good guy, but he's basically over. And that week, they announced that Jackson Dart was going to start. Well, I didn't watch the game, so I don't know how Jackson Dart was out of the game, but he was out of the game, so they put Russell Wilson in. So that was a big mistake. Bears win it 24-20 in the snow in Chicago. God, that had to be fun. All right, also, Miami upset Buffalo 30-13. That was a shocker. The Ravens, with Lamar Jackson back in the lineup, beat the Vikings. Vikings have had a real tough time recently. The Jets beat the Cleveland Browns. The Patriots beat the Tampa Bay Bucks 28-23. Love it when the Bucks lose or anybody in our division. The Texans came back with a spectacular come-from-behind victory to beat the Jags. The Seahawks, with Rashid Shaheed, who contributed, beat the Arizona Cardinals. The Rams, they look like a team that is destined for the Super Bowl right now. The Rams beat the 49ers, the Lions beat the Commanders, and the Steelers lost to the Chargers last night on Sunday Night Football. Aaron Rodgers had a terrible game, but it wasn't all Aaron Rodgers' fault. And tonight on Monday Night Football, it's, what is it, the Packers and the Eagles. So let's see, who's going to win that game? Packers, Eagles. I don't know. That's going to be a tough one. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. All right. So again, congratulations to the Tulane Green Wave. They are alive in the playoff picture. Jake Ratzlaff, Tulane's quarterback, threw for 332 yards and 3 touchdowns. And Tulane beat number 22 ranked Memphis. Well, they were 22 at the time. Beat Memphis in Memphis 38-32. But they had to stop a late charge from Memphis, because it looked like if the game had gone on a few minutes longer, it looked like Memphis might win that game. But Tulane hung on to win, and that was a great victory for the Green Wave, so they are alive in American Athletic Conference play. All right, I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back with your comments on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
All right, coming up, we're going to talk about the Supreme Court rejecting a call to overturn the decision legalizing same-sex marriage across the country. Now, you know, gay marriage has been legal. It really hasn't hurt America. It has not destroyed American society, as so many predicted. And I'm really glad the conservative Supreme Court did not rule in favor of changing this. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. Right now, I want to go to Mary in New Orleans. Mary, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. How are you, neighbor?
Oh, yeah. So you're my neighbor. And I saw you.
I'm your neighbor. Yeah.
I saw you out Sunday morning, yeah. So,
well, actually, I stayed in bed,
yeah.
And because I had my window open.
Yeah.
And I didn't smell anything. I didn't hear anything. No one was banging on my door. So my little chihuahua was kind of nervous because you know how long the alarm stayed on. Anyway,
yeah. Wait, so the alarm's
so
going off and you're just still kicking back in bed Sunday morning.
I said, if I hear commotion, my window's open. If I smell smoke. And so I'm on the other side. So, I found out what happened. I don't know if you know. We're getting a whole new roof.
Yeah, believe me, I know that. They go to work at 6:30 in the morning with the banging on the roof.
Noisy. It's so noisy. And I've been working from home, so yeah, it's real noisy. And so what happened was, you know how they're changing out all the gutters, along whatever you call that, along the side of the building?
The gutters, yeah.
Yeah. and there was some old wood. They started doing that first, then they started on the roof. And when they put the kind of roof on that we have, they torch it. So apparently Saturday, they did their torching, and apparently it holds heat. And when the sun came up Sunday morning, and maybe some wind, the wood caught on fire, the old wood that was still up there.
Wow.
But thank goodness no one's condo or apartment was affected.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they came
happened.
Out right away. Wow.
Did you hear the alarm go off this morning?
Yeah, I did. I mean, I'm thinking, oh, not again. But then when I went out and they're still working on the roof, I figured, well, that's got to be a false alarm, and it was.
Yeah, so I just wanted to tell you, I found out from a very good source.
All right.
That's what happened. Because then I thought, I didn't want to come out either because I was in my pajamas, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not that we all shouldn't see each other in our pajamas, but, you know, I mean, sometimes you're not, you're not wearing those pajamas when you're just, you know, in bed going outside. You know, you might not want people to see that.
I'm 72. I'm not wearing those pajamas.
Hey, you should never be too old to wear those pajamas, okay?
Well,
Mary, I appreciate that update. It was kind of scary there for a few minutes, but thanks a lot for that, Mary. Oh, yeah, my apartment, part of my apartment roof caught on fire.
They're working on the gutters?
Scary. Yeah, they're working on the gutters.
If only we could recommend a gutter work company that does all the installation and cleaning out for you, you know.
Of course.
So you don't have to get up on a ladder.
That's right. Yeah, I don't make the decisions about who we call, but obviously maybe they should have called somebody else. But, you know, a torch and old...
calling from a ladder?
A torch and old wood? You know, that doesn't sound like a good combination
crazy,
to me.
Dude.
A torch and old wood. Yeah, that seemed like an accident waiting to happen. But fortunately, we all got out. Again, I posted a brief video on my Facebook page, Scoot on the Air. All right, let's take a quick look at Scoot's news briefs. It looks like this record-breaking government shutdown is about to come to an end.
The Senate could wrap up passage of a spending bill to end the long government shutdown as soon as today.
It appears to us this morning that our long national nightmare is finally coming to an end, and we're grateful for that.
A deal to end the shutdown is on track, but it still faces hurdles. A handful of Senate Democrats, including Nevada's Catherine Cortez Masto, joined with Republicans to break the impasse over the inclusion of an extension of health care tax credits.
And if they do choose not to come to the table, they can own the disastrous premium increases that will continue to rise.
While all this has been going on, Speaker Mike Johnson has had the House in recess.
At the very moment that they do that final vote, I will call all House members to return to Washington as quickly as possible. We'll give a 36-hour formal and official notice so that we can vote as soon as possible.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer voted no because it failed to fully address the health care funds. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Well, even so, the White House is fighting to the last breath to avoid having to pay out full SNAP benefits for Americans who are at the risk of going hungry.
The Trump administration is again asking the Supreme Court to keep full food aid payments on hold. The request is the latest in a legal fight over how the program should proceed during the government shutdown. 42 million Americans receive food aid. Lower courts have ordered the government to keep all the money flowing. The Supreme Court asked the administration to respond after an appeals court ruled against it again late Sunday. The justices are expected to decide late Tuesday whether to halt those orders amid signs the government shutdown could soon end. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says it shouldn't be forced to use certain funds for SNAP because they might be needed elsewhere. Mike Hempen, Washington.
You know, sometimes I get the impression if the administration has an option of being mean or being nice, they choose to be mean. All right, it's been several decades since a sitting U.S. president attended a regular NFL game. Well, it happened yesterday with the president.
President Donald Trump has become the first sitting president in nearly a half century at a regular season NFL game. He attended the Washington Commanders contest against the Detroit Lions on Sunday. House Speaker Mike Johnson was among those who joined Trump in a suite at Northwest Stadium. Before the president's arrival, he flew over the stadium in Air Force One. Only two other times did a president go to an NFL game during the regular season while in office: Richard Nixon in 1970. 1969 and Jimmy Carter in 1978. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Yeah, and when I tell you there was a lot of booze in the crowd, I don't mean there was a lot of alcohol in the crowd. Also, the U.S. Supreme Court, the conservative U.S. Supreme Court, has rejected a call to overturn the decision legalizing same-sex marriage around the country. And this is based on Kim Davis, that self-righteous woman who said that it was against her religious beliefs to do her job, which was as court clerk, to issue a marriage license to a same-sex couple. She now faces paying $360,000 in damages and attorney's fees to the couple that she refused to issue the license to. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to the Ninth Ward. Jamie, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
How you doing, Scoop? How you doing,
man? I'm good.
Fine yourself. I was just weighing in on a same-sex marriage.
Okay.
I feel like President Obama, the one who signed a bill into right because the cause of same-sex marriage rules. But I'm saying is that's the reason for the natural disasters and all the things that's taking place right now, because we're going against what Jesus stood for. So I feel like everybody's entitled to their own agreement, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like what we should do is get back to the Bible.
But Jamie, if adhering to the Bible is your thing in the way that you're suggesting, if your job calls for you to do something else, shouldn't you be working in another place? Like, you know, if you're a very moral person, and I know some people think that this is would be against the Bible, you know, you can't go to work for a strip club and say, well, look, I'm not taking my clothes off because it's against my religious beliefs. You would not go to work at a strip club. You'd work somewhere else.
I agree. She should resign and go get another job. You know what I'm saying? Because,
yeah.
You know, if it affects everybody else, I feel like she should go get another job. But at the same time, I feel like she's standing up doing the right thing. You know, and that's just my opinion.
And look, and Jamie, I respect your opinion. You're entitled to it. And I know a lot of people agree with you. So I appreciate you taking time to call.
Thank you, Scoob. I appreciate you.
All right. Thanks, Jamie. If you have a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I was always bothered by this issue of same-sex marriage or opposition to same-sex marriage. And here's why. It's not about homosexuals. It's about equality. It's about Americans telling other Americans how to lead their lives. And I think there's something inherently wrong with that. And we've got way too much of that today. Americans should be free to be who they want to be, as long as they're not hurting others. And if you think somebody else is sinning, well, you can think somebody else is sinning, but what's a sin to them might not be a sin to you. What's a sin to you might not be a sin to them. I don't know how else to explain it, but I think we have far too much. This is not just now. I mean, this has been building for a while. But I think we have far too many Americans trying to tell other Americans how to lead their lives. And if two women want to get married, why shouldn't they have that right? I mean, this is America where we have certain freedoms, and we should be free to marry who we want to marry. I mean, God knows the dictate that marriage needs to be only the opposite sex. When you look at the institution of marriage today, that hasn't worked out so well. And a lot of opposite sex marriages have failed miserably, and opposite sex marriages have really led to so many divorces that it really brings into question the institution of marriage. It's not the LGBTQ community. It's not the gays that have destroyed the institution of marriage. It's heterosexuals. And I've been married and divorced twice. I'm not proud of that, but I admit that, and it's part of who I am. I have to own that. I'm not proud of it. I hope I don't make that mistake again if that situation ever arises again. But, you know, this is a situation that was over a long time ago, but it doesn't take much for something to get back in the news. And I'm sure there are a lot of people who are surprised because the Supreme Court leans very conservative these days, But the conservative court just did not even recognize, and they did it without comment, did not even recognize the call to overturn the decision to legalize same-sex marriage. And I agree with the court. I think that was the right decision. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the air. It's Monday afternoon, and it feels great out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
All right, on the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1969, Sesame Street made its debut on American public television. And so many performers were part of that over the years. And, you know, shows like that sometimes get criticized for having hidden messages and hidden meaning and all that stuff. And, you know, usually I think it's adults looking too deeply into things, kind of making up stuff, because I think Sesame Street has been really good for kids. Let's go to James in Metairie. James, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Well, good afternoon, Scoot. Gosh, you have an interesting life, Scoot. The fire, the being hit on Canal Street, mugging.
Oh, yeah.
Man, never a dull moment.
Yeah, you're right.
Unbelievable. Kim Davis, this former the clerk denying a same-sex marriage license. Yeah. I wonder how many people are aware that Kim Davis herself, she's been married 4 times to 3 different husbands.
Yeah, I remember that.
They should have denied her a marriage license after the third marriage.
You know, I mean, she was such a hypocrite.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, getting married and promising before God that you stay married for life, well, you know, that's not setting up a very good example as a good Christian who stays married.
Right. Well, here's a quote from the Bible. God hates divorce. I guess she skipped over that verse.
Inconvenient. They, and you know who they are, they have a tendency to do that on a regular basis. James, I appreciate the call. Let's go to New Orleans. Brown, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Brown.
Hi, my good friend Snoop. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Man, look, he's trying to go after the immigrants who are getting food stamps. Now, check this out. He's trying to go after them. He's doing anything he could to destroy them. At the same time, he's destroying his own citizens. And also, I really believe, might be wrong, there's a competition out there in the supermarkets. And somebody is saying, look, if you slow down the food stamp chain, somebody go out of business. There might be some biting, because there ain't no way these supermarkets, what they call them, that goes around talking to the senators and stuff, lobbyists. Grocery chain lobbyists will be sitting on their butt when they know this money plays a big role in them taking care of their business. It just don't make no sense.
You kind of have to get used to things that don't make sense, Brown, because there are a lot of things out there that don't make sense. I feel badly for the people who need it and may not get it, or they need the SNAP benefits for them and their kids, and they might get half of what they got. And sometimes it seems like the administration enjoys doing that. And I could be totally wrong. I'm just expressing my opinion. But sometimes it seems like they want to do that. And this is the kind of stuff that I think doesn't come from Donald Trump himself. It comes from Stephen Miller. And Stephen Miller, in a lot of ways, is Trump's brain. And it's not that Trump doesn't think for himself. But Stephen Miller guides the president in a lot of ways. And I understand a little bit about Stephen Miller, and I'm not surprised, but, you know, there are people who do need help, and the government does help those people. Now, we need to find the cheaters, and we need to get the cheaters off the rolls. But you don't deprive families with kids of benefits just because there are cheaters on the rolls. Let's go to Morgan City. And Peter, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Yeah.
Hey, Peter.
All right. Dude, how you doing? I just totally agree with the fact that the couple that wanted to get married, the same sex, why couldn't they have just went to a judge or somewhere where that person could have gave them their marriage license or whatever?
Well, wouldn't they have had to go to the court clerk and get it? I mean,
that would have been a simple solution, but it seems to me they wanted to punish the person who didn't believe in same-sex marriage.
Well,
and there's a godly thing about two people with the same sex that shouldn't be together.
Okay, well, you can. I mean, that's okay to believe that. If you want to believe that, that's okay. But then that shouldn't be your job.
No, it's not that I believe. It's written.
What's
wrong with this country,
Peter,
is that we doing the things we want to do. In that case, why don't people just start marrying animals and start believing in bestiality and start doing all the things they want to do and make it fair play?
No, Peter, I don't want to put you on the spot, but you really can't prove that God feels a certain way about same-sex marriage. I mean, you can't prove that. It's written, but it was written by men who interpreted what had gone on at the time of Jesus. And it might have been 75 years after Jesus' death that these stories started coming together. A lot of different stories out about that. I respect you if you choose to believe that, but let's not present that as fact, because it's what you choose to believe. And I choose to believe that there's a God who is understanding, and there's a God who wants people to be who they are. And I just don't see Jesus walking around today among us. If he were, I don't see Jesus condemning homosexuals to the point that they're condemned today by Christians who say they follow Christ. I don't. I also don't think it's right for people to use the government to tell people how to lead their lives, because that is not the definition of conservative ideology. Conservative ideology is predicated on less government and more power to the individual. So the conservatives who do not support same-sex marriage are really defying one of the fundamentals of their own political beliefs. All right, on the Scoot on the Air calendar, this day in 2002, 8 Mile, starring Eminem, was number one at the box office. And this was one of the top songs in the country. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. I still want to talk about the Saints' victory, Tyler Shuck and the defense, and we'll also talk about Trump's message to air traffic controllers. That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.